And this time of year, whilst we're all contemplating the cleaning of our homes and the examining of ourselves, rather reminds me of the story of a young woman with her little boy, and she was cleaning her house, and little boy came up to his mummy one day while she was cleaning and said to her, "Mummy, the minister said we come from dust." Of course, mummy was quite pleased. She thought, oh, little Johnny's been listening to the minister for a change and taking note. So she says, "Yes, that's right." So he thought for a minute or two and he says, "Mummy, the minister also said it's dust to dust and ashes to ashes. Do we go back to dust?" So his mummy looked at him and said, "Yes, that's correct, dear." And she noticed that the expression on his face was growing not quite alarmed, but certainly he was somewhat troubled. And he looked at his mummy, his eyes were getting wider, and she could see that a tear began to form. And he said, "Well, mummy, there's somebody either coming or going. And he's underneath my bed." And, you know, it's times like this that, you know, we need to realise that you have to encourage people to lift their sights a bit. The little boy needed to be encouraged to get his ideas a little more maturely sorted out, and perhaps mummy needed to be encouraged not to worry too much that the little boy had spotted a bit of dust underneath his bed. And what I want to do today is to bring to our attention the benefit of lifting up the spirits of those who are going through times of trial or who are going through a period of self-examination. Now, a little boy in this little scenario probably certainly didn't recognise the hilarity of his observations. There was also the point that his mother was trying to meet a particular objective. She was trying to clean the house ready for unleavened bread. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you laugh or cry at the situation, she had missed something. And, you know, you sometimes get the thing, you know, out of the mouths of babes and infants comes the truth. And here's a little boy telling mummy, you've missed a bit. And, you know, it really worried him. He wasn't sure quite what was happening because of what he had been taught. But it's often like this when we try to examine ourselves, because, or when we try to clean up the house, we often find that we're missing a point, we're missing something. And we need to be encouraged to take those things in our stride. Now, I'd like you to turn with me, please, to the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 11. Because in here, we find a scripture which, though it doesn't use the word encouragement, it does use a word which is somewhat synonymous with encouragement and inspiration. And the problem with the English language is that we have all of these words which we use in our daily language, many of which have very similar meanings, but when we use them between each other and we use these synonyms, we sometimes allow the message to become slightly confused, so that when we're talking to somebody they might get not quite the same idea that we're trying to put over. But in this book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11 we read the following: "Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you do also." So the point is that we should be edifying each other, lifting each other up, encouraging each other, inspiring each other to do better. And, you know, it is a quite wonderful thing, the opportunity that we have here, because as we encourage other people, it will have an effect on ourselves as well. Now, in giving advice to other people, it can be beneficial. But it's also not just the giving of verbal advice. Sometimes encouragement can be actually helping with a physical task. And that can bring a great relief to stress or worry for people. And it's particularly so when children set to help their parents. Because, you know, mummy and daddy may be very, very busy. And having a child help them do something, to really get in there and knuckle down to get in, really does help the parents, and it encourages the parents, and it also helps the child to learn, to grow, to be a help to his parents. I'd like you to turn with me now to Luke chapter 9 and verse 62. Because, you know, giving advice can be really a marvellous thing, and it reminds me of a tale I heard of an old country farmer who was at a county ploughing match, and he used to run away with the prize every year for the straightest furrow. And somebody went up to him and asked him, he said, "Well, how do you manage to get the furrow so dead straight every time you plough? Every time you plough, you always come away with the first prize, and you've done this for year after year." And the farmer said, "Well," he said, "it's really quite simple. So what you do is, you pick an object on the horizon, an object which will not move, and you aim for it every time. So when you're going in one direction, you aim for that point. You turn around, you pick a point on the opposite horizon, and you aim back for that. You always keep the point that you're aiming for clearly in vision, and you aim for it." Now, this is something which every Christian should do. We've got the picture up ahead. We know what's coming. We know where we're going. We need every encouragement to get there. And so, you know, you keep your eye on it. And if you can encourage somebody to keep that eye on the goal, it will not only help them keep that eye on the goal, but also help you. And, you know, the farmer actually made another point. He said, you don't keep your eye on the neighbour's prize bull, because a prize bull may have its eye on your prize heifer. And, you know, so the one may be moving, but the landmark ahead that you're aiming for is still dead centre in your vision. And we need to remember that. And I'd like to turn back now to the Old Testament, into the book of Proverbs. And this is a book where, you know, you can really go to town with scriptures of encouragement in the book of Proverbs. And when we're talking to people, we need to realise that the words we use can be like gems. And, you know, it's a point to consider that when you're using words, if you're using them in the right context, they are going to be so helpful to other people that it really will bring home what the scripture says. Proverbs 25, verse 11. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver. Real gems. And, you know, when people use words correctly and properly and to help other people, the words that are used can be memorable. And, you know, they come back to you time and time again. You know, I mean, this story I heard about the child with his mummy, I heard it years ago. And the farmer story, years ago. But it still comes back on occasion. And, you know, things like this, it triggers the mind and it helps you keep your mind set on what is ahead, the task ahead. And we need to be aware that whatever we say to someone can often be taken in two completely different ways. Because, as I said earlier, we tend to use these synonyms, you know, inspiration, encouragement, edification, they all have similar meanings. And yet, they can also have somewhat different meanings. So, you know, when you're saying to somebody, be careful how you actually use the words to make sure that they know exactly where you're coming from, so that they will get the same picture that you have in your mind that you're trying to put across to them. Now, the little boy could have burst out crying at what he saw. Similarly, his mother could have laughed him to scorn. But, you know, it's not the sort of thing to do. You listen and you try to assimilate what the words are being used and how they can be used and how you can help in the situation to remedy the situation, to encourage somebody to get a better point of view, a better understanding. You need to keep your eye firmly on that distant landmark. And you need to keep aiming for it. And we as Christians must all keep doing that. When words of wisdom and experience are used properly and in an uplifting manner, as I said before, they are like gems. They're really apples set in settings of silver. And it, you know, using words in that way can help you either mend your ways or to see a topic in a slightly different way. So you can either, instead of going at a subject and keep on coming to it like a brick wall, go around it, go under it, go over it, and it can help you in that way. And what I'd like to do now, I'd like to turn back into the New Testament, into the book of James, and going on to James chapter 5 verses 19 and 20. Giving advice to people, it's a fine line of action, but it takes great courage sometimes, it takes wisdom, and it takes discernment. And I say, sometimes it does take more than just a little courage. So the benefits can be to the advantage of both the speaker and to the hearer, and bring both peace of mind and bring both of them contentment. Now, in James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, we read the following. Brethren, if any of you do err and from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. By pointing out, perhaps, something which is not quite right to somebody else, will, in effect, have repercussions to yourself, and that helping somebody else to overcome will help you, in a way, to be forgiven of the things which, you know, seeing sins covered is forgiveness. And as I say, it is a fine line of action. It takes discernment and it takes wisdom. Words fitly spoken are like gems of encouragement, which benefit both the hearer and the speaker. It brings us back to the words of the Apostle Paul, edify one another. Now, just before I came away this afternoon, I was shown something by my wife. It was from a book, 1001 Ways to Connect with Your Kids. It's by James R. Lucas, from page 132. It says, encouragement can be hard to come by in a down and dirty world. Ask your children what other ways the people, friends, teachers, pastors, family members, have encouraged you in the last month. What did you like about the way they did it? How could I encourage you more? This is a parent to child. How could I encourage you more? Encouragement is a gift your kids can have every time you choose to give it. And, you know, encouragement is something which we all have, because if we remember the words of God, he said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. And what more can we have in a way of encouragement for ourselves and for other people?